Welcome to Florida Forum, a public affairs presentation of Asterisk Communications. Now, here's your host, James Bozeman.
We have two guests on Florida Forum. Our first guest has been here before many times, and we welcome her back, and she's brought someone with her. And it's a human.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bagnell with Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, and I'm here to talk a lot about Jungle Friends and a little bit about the big event that just happened over the weekend. And for those of you that don't know about Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, we're home to 120 New World monkeys, and we rescue monkeys from the exotic pet trade, from the entertainment industry, as well as from laboratory research. And we have monkeys, well, let's see, we have capuchins, spider monkeys, tamarins, and marmosets, and squirrel monkeys all living in our little community. So we have so many monkeys that we need to expand. And the time is right now. We have got a wonderful opportunity to purchase the land directly behind Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, and it's 20 acres. We have 12 acres right now, and the beauty of the land that's right behind Jungle Friends, it also butts up to another primate sanctuary, the Corrimond Capuchin Rescue. So it's really ideal. So we had a big fundraiser last weekend for our expansion project, and you can find out more about the expansion project on our website, junglefriends.org. And on the right, you'll see a little link, a picture of Udi, who's a spider monkey, and it says, take action for expansion. And you can click there and actually see all about the expansion project. There's even a video that shows the land that we want to purchase. So we decided to have a wonderful fundraiser, and we had the good fortune of meeting Robert Ingersoll, who happens to be the hero of the film Project NIMH, last month at the Animal Rights Conference, who said, I'd love to come to Jungle Friends to Gainesville to screen the film. Let's do that. So it took us a couple of months, and the Hippodrome, who is my favorite theater and fantastic people, got on board with this, and we partnered with the Hippodrome to do this great fundraiser. And not only did Bob Ingersoll come, we had Elizabeth Hess, who wrote the book Nim Chimpsky, The Chimp Who Would Be Human, which inspired the film. She also came to do book signing. But wait, there's more. Then we had Renee Follett come, who actually taught Nim how to sign. She was Nim's sign language instructor. Now, for those of you who don't know who Nim is or why I'm talking about sign language, I am going to introduce Bob Ingersoll, who happens to be here with me today, to tell you a lot more about Nim, who is a chimpanzee who is in some controversial experiments back in the 70s, teaching chimps how to sign. Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Nim?
My name's Bob Ingersoll, and at the time that Nim was born, I happened to be, actually, Nim was born in 1973, and he was sent to a place in Columbia, at Columbia University, to be used as a subject for another sign language research project that was to replicate the studies of the gardeners at Reno, Nevada, and the University of Nevada, Reno, with a chimpanzee named Washoe, the first sign language chimp. In 1975, I had the good fortune of landing at the Institute for Primate Studies, which is associated with the University of Oklahoma. And as it so happened, Roger Fouts and Washoe were also at the Institute for Primate Studies, which was, like I said, associated with the University of Oklahoma, and I was a student. So I got to work with chimpanzees, and when Nim, who was in the study at Columbia, came back to Oklahoma, I was a graduate student there, and I got to work with Nim. And many years later, after many trials and tribulations in Nim's life, he was the subject of a book, like Carrie said, Nim Chimpsky, The Chimp Who Would Be Human. After the book came out, the producer of the current film, Project Nim, optioned the rights to the book and then went on to make this film. The producer and the director, James Marsh, had recently won the Academy Award for Best Documentary for a film called Man on Wire. That's how the film started. And now the film's out theatrically, and like Carrie said, we had the good fortune of screening the film at the Hippodrome, which is an incredible facility here in Gainesville, and your community's lucky to have such facilities to do such things. Fairly soon, they're going to screen a movie called Buck, which I happen to have seen as well, and so I highly recommend that you go see Buck if you can, and Project NIMH, which will be on HBO in a few months. So I came to Gainesville to support Carrie and to screen the film and to have a little discussion about primate situations, including captivity and how it relates to these animals, and to support Carrie's effort to buy this land that will expand her sanctuary. Currently, I mean, NIMH's been dead since 2000, and so obviously I've been doing other things since Project NIMH. And I currently am the president of Mindy's Memory Primate Sanctuary in Newcastle, Oklahoma, and that's how Carrie and I actually came to know one another, because really we do the same kind of work. We do old world monkeys. Carrie does new world monkeys, and if you don't know the difference, old world monkeys come from Africa and Asia and those areas, China and Vietnam, Cambodia for mostly macaques, and Indonesia for macaques, which is what we mostly do. Rhesus macaques, bonnet macaques, stumptail macaques, pigtail macaques. We do have a few capuchin monkeys, which are New World monkeys, and New World monkeys are monkeys that are South American or Central America. And so that's what I do currently. And the film actually is a historical document. Obviously, I went on in my career to now do monkey work. I also work with several other groups. I work with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and we're currently trying to get an act through Congress called the Great Ape Protection Act and Cost Saving Measure, which we hope will retire 550 chimpanzees that are now held in NIH hands. And as it turns out, yesterday, Scientific American, the magazine, and that which you can buy on the newsstand, has come out in favor of retiring all chimpanzees in the United States from invasive medical research. And we're fully on board with that, and we're happy to be able to say that Scientific American has joined our cause. I also work with the organization PETA, and we write letters in support of this act, and also hopefully to slow down and then maybe end primate research completely here in this country. In the European Union, chimpanzees cannot be used in medical experimentation, and we're the only industrialized nation that still does this sort of research. And like I said, I hope it ends, and we hope that that ends fairly soon. And it looks like the public support is growing. And if you want to help us, you can call NIH and respectfully request that they consider getting on board with the Great Ape Protection Act and cost saving measure.
Well, thanks. That's a lot of information, and a little bit about the film too. It is being screened in a lot of areas, so you can, you know, find out where it's playing. Then it, like Bob said, it is probably going to be on HBO in the next couple months, although I did hear a rumor that it might be nominated for an Academy Award. So if that happens, then it probably won't be on HBO soon, or what's happening with that?
Well, it'll probably be a few more months. I hate to jinx us, but if we are nominated for an Academy Award, then we'll probably run it a little bit longer theatrically, mm-hmm. and it'll probably have a little bit longer of a run before it ends up on HBO. But it certainly will end up on HBO. Mm-hmm. HBO has has contracted with the producers and the filmmakers and their respective companies, and it will definitely be on HBO. That's a done deal.
Right.
It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. You can also, I'm sure, queue it up on Netflix. It's not going to be on Netflix for a while either, but it certainly is going to be on at some point. Oh. Thankfully, we're having some success with the film, and therefore it's having a little bit longer of a run than, you know, otherwise. Mm-hmm. So we feel very pleased that the response has been such an overwhelming event. Just recently opened in Australia this past weekend, and I believe I was on the Australian 60 Minutes, as I'm told. I've never been to Australia, but an Australian film crew actually came to Oklahoma, where I was a few weeks ago. I did an event at the Oklahoma City Art Museum, And the 60 Minutes of Australia sent a crew over to do a little piece about that. And from what I understand from some of my Facebook friends in Australia, they saw and got to meet Nim on Australian 60 Minutes.
Super.
So, if you want to join me on Facebook, I'm Robert Ingersoll or Nim Chimpsky Bob Ingersoll, and you can friend me.
Very good. Now, the good news is, if you can't find Project Nim being screened anywhere, you can get the book. So the book is Nim Chimpsky, The Chimp Who Would Be Human, and we happen to have a few of these books, and we are Bob has signed them. So if you want to give me a call at 386-462-7779, we can get a book to you. Or come out to the sanctuary and volunteer. We'll put you to work. We do have open volunteer day every Saturday from 10 to 2. So if you want to come out, just go on the website, junglefriends.org, and click on opportunities, and then download the application. Come on out at 10 o'clock to volunteer and buy your book right after you finish up, and you can read about it. It's a difficult read, and it's a difficult movie to watch, but it's a very important message. And I encourage everyone to tough it out and read the book, watch the film, and get everyone you know to get on board with it. One of the first things in the movie was to have a chimp, a baby chimp, to do any kind of research with, or have a pet or whatever. You have to first steal the chimp from the mother, just like they steal the baby monkeys from the mother. And it talked about that, and that's one of the things that is really close to my heart, and which is why it makes it so wrong for the pet monkeys or monkeys on TV or wherever any kind of primates or any kind of wild animals are in captivity, especially primates, because they do steal them from their mothers as early as 3 days old. And capuchin monkeys can nurse up to 2 years. So, you know, that's where, I mean, it starts out wrong and it just gets worse, and it doesn't work out for the chimps or the humans or the monkeys or anyone involved. So it's a really good film, and I really encourage everyone to see it or read the book. And, of course, come out to Jungle Friends and volunteer. Oh, and we're having the monkey art exhibit is also at the Hippodrome. And that will be going until October 3rd. So the monkeys are very busy painting these beautiful masterpieces. They're very talented, you know. And monkey art is all the rage. And with the holidays coming up, you're going to want to get quite a bit of monkey art for gifts. So come on out to the Hippodrome and see all the beautiful monkey art. And it goes to a good cause, helps us feed the little darlings.
I got to say that I myself purchased some monkey art at the AR 2011 in Los Angeles when Carrie and I got together to do this event. And and at the Jungle Jamboree the other night, I actually bid on some monkey art, and I'll be taking it home to put it up on the wall of my apartment in San Francisco. And I'm sure that my wife will be happy to have that addition to the rest of the. We have some Nim art and some other chimpanzee and gorilla art on our walls as well. And I have to say, if you have not been to Jungle Friends to volunteer, at least a day at Jungle Friends will probably change your life. And if it doesn't, I'd be very surprised. They have an incredible facility. They have a lot of monkeys, which means a lot of work. And they have a dedicated staff, but they can always use more help. And if you can't help physically, you can help with a check or a cash donation or something in kind. You can donate peanuts, for example. They use these giant bags of peanuts, which I'm sure that they can tell you where to get that stuff. But generally speaking, it's money, and they're pretty on top of it. They budget their money well. I've been staying there for 4 or 5 days now, and I've seen the operation up close and personal. I've met all the staff. And it's literally one of the best sanctuaries that I've ever been at. And I run my own sanctuary. It's right up there with us. And I highly recommend it. I've been to literally 20 or 30 sanctuaries in my career. And I have to say that the way this operation runs is a joy to be around.
Thank you, Bob. It's been great having you at Jungle Friends, too. You've been a huge help, and the interns and the volunteers just love talking to you about NIM and all that you've been doing. So
really, well, it's a thrill to meet all of your people and to actually get to be around. You know, it's my honor and my pleasure to actually get to meet so many people who are dedicated. So the real reason why I came here, though, the pleasure that I got and the great time that I'm having isn't really why I'm here. I didn't come here to be on vacation. I came here to support Carrie so that she can purchase this tract of land next to her so that we can all benefit from it, because sometimes we can't take a monkey in at Mindy's Memory. And right now, I'm sure that Carrie is full. So we're practically, you know, coming apart at the seams in terms of having too many monkeys and not enough places to put them. So with this 20 acres, it's hoped, anyway, that we're going to be able to work together and work more in conjunction with one another to be able to help more monkeys. Sometimes we get a request for help that we can't do. If Carrie can get this land and get this going, we'll have lots more opportunity to help lots more monkeys. And that's why I'm here. And to demonstrate that in spite of the fact that we're two separate entities, we work together. We're very committed to the work. It's not about us. It's about the work that we do. And we hope that we can pass this along, hopefully at some point when we're ready to retire, which probably is going to be a long time from now. But when we're ready to retire, we want to make sure that this work continues so that we can help as many animals as possible. And the young people that are working for Carrie right now and working for our system and our sanctuary will have an opportunity to get a real job with us in the sanctuary system. Unfortunately, right now, it's very difficult for us to pay salary. It's very difficult to raise money for salary. And that's one of our biggest sticking points, is that, you know, we have plenty of donations for food and for caging and for that sort of thing. And the salary is a sticking point because most people don't want to give money to be able to pay for salary. So that's one of the things that we hope in the future we can foster a relationship with other organizations like Carrie's and ours so that we can work together and find a way to help these young people to get a job that they want to get so that they don't have to work in research. They don't have to necessarily work in a situation that they don't feel comfortable with. It's our responsibility, I think, to be able to help these young people who have spent many years getting their educations working in primatology or going to the University of Florida. Or I happened to speak at Santa Fe College the other morning, and I spoke with 60 students, and a number of them expressed interest in working at a sanctuary. We can't hire people if we don't have the money to be able to bring them on board. Besides volunteering, we hope in the future that eventually this will become a career for a number of people so that they can use their expertise and in a way that helps as many animals as possible. So it seems to me that the best way to do that is to continue our work and to be here doing things like this, the radio program, and to inform the public about the issue of captivity, because actually the reality is this is about captive animals that should not be captive animals. They should be in the wild. The pet situation is abhorrent here in Florida. There are many breeders that sell monkeys to unsuspecting people. I met a few this weekend that had purchased monkeys from breeders without knowing the lifelong commitment, and then not realizing that a two-day-old monkey turns into a four-year-old monkey, and that's a whole nother ball game. And so they're cute for a while, but when they bite you, you know, you can kind of get used to that. But then when they bite your wife or your granddaughter or any number of other people as they get older, because these are wild animals, these are monkeys, and that's what they do in the wild when they mediate their disputes. They bite one another and do those sorts of things. We're not monkeys. We're not equipped to be able to deal with that, besides the fact that these monkeys have their own rich culture, their own rich lives that should be fostered by us. They should be with other monkeys. And that's what Carrie does. Every single monkey at Carrie's place that I'm aware of at least has one buddy, a monkey buddy, not a human buddy.
Yeah, and that's great. And one of the other benefits, too, for acquiring the land, granted, we have a long waiting list of monkeys. We have monkeys on our waiting list waiting to come to Jungle Friends because we are just out of space. But some of the other benefits are we're going to be able to do a medical clinic there. And we have our vet, one of our vets who is here at the University of Florida and then left to go to Miami and then Virginia, is coming back and retiring here within a year, who will be here helping Jungle Friends. And he said, you get the clinic going and I will get everything donated to go into the clinic. So we're going to have a clinic right on site, which I spent just in the last 6 months about $10,000 in vet bills. So if we have our own clinic with our own vet right here, and that needs to go on the other property. We have a small little on-site clinic where we are, but we don't have any more room to build any larger spaces. So that's one of the things that we do want to do on the new property, build a clinic, and there's a savings right there. Another thing that we're planning on doing is what it will offer us is there's opportunity to double our intern program right now. As far as space, there's a house on the property, there's a barn, there's outbuildings, there's two septic tanks and water throughout. It's just a perfect property. And then we want to start talking about getting solar power. And we've already talked to people about planting a garden. We spend over $40,000 a year in monkey food. So it's not, people have said, oh my gosh, what you're going to, more than double your property and have a lot more monkeys. How are you going to be able to afford that? Well, it's actually going to be better because it's not just more monkeys. We're going to have more interns. We're going to have a facility where we can do our own vet procedures right there. And we're going to have a vet tech program. We have an intern program right now that people do for 4 months. Then we have an apprenticeship program that people can commit to a one-year stint at Jungle Friends. And we want to have a vet tech program right there with our vet who will be teaching that. And that is going to bring in more money also, as well as people to perform any of the different things that we need to have happen at the sanctuary, and food. And we're going to be able to do a lot more outreach. Bob had just said, once the Project NIM comes out on HBO, we'll have a DVD and we can screen it at Jungle Friends. So we just don't have anywhere to do that, really. So we want to have a place where we can do some more outreach and do some screenings of films and have people come out to the sanctuary where we can do our PowerPoint presentations right there. Right now, I go out to schools, and I go anybody that will listen to me, I'll go and do a PowerPoint presentation, anywhere. With the new property, we will have the space to do it right on site so that we can get the information out. A lot of people really don't know that there is a monkey problem. People don't know that there are pet monkeys. They don't know that there are monkeys in research. They know about chimps in research, but truth be told, there's about 1,000 chimps in research, and there are 120,000 monkeys in research.
Per year. 120,000 monkeys per year.
Right. So it's huge. And I get calls from labs and researchers all the time asking me to retire their monkeys. And with pet monkeys, it's usually I have one monkey or maybe two monkeys. When a lab calls me, it could be I have 70 monkeys or I have 32 monkeys. So it's huge. And we do want to be able to retire some of these monkeys. And I think that a lot of the labs are coming more on board with retiring the monkeys rather than euthanizing them at the end of the research. And we've actually had some of the research universities give us money to buy the buildings. And we have a researcher that donates money every year toward the monkeys that he put here. So people want to have these monkeys have a home and have somewhere to go.
So getting this land there are several components to it, besides the fact that it'll double the space almost double the space that Carrie has available for her monkeys. It'll give her an opportunity to have an educational outreach center where people can come and find out about these sorts of things. That actually one of her interns is a teacher and has expressed to me the idea that she would love to be that educational outreach coordinator. But that's something in the future that has to come with, like I've been saying, with money. I mean, it takes a lot of money to do this. It's not easy, and it's not cheap to do the right thing, but it's what we should still do. And hopefully you'll reach out to Carrie and help her to do the right thing. Maybe you'll even become part of this, and you'll feel the same way as we do, that you know, we couldn't have chosen a better thing to do in our lives. And we're very focused on hopefully changing the consciousness of people in terms of non-human primates and helping them as opposed to hurting them. But Carrie certainly has a vision that is far-reaching and probably beyond even our lifetimes in terms of Jungle Friends. My feeling is that Jungle Friends will be here for quite some time. The problem is huge, and it's probably not going to be in our lifetimes solved. However, we're at least starting on the right path, and we hope that in the future that being on that path will bring into many people into the fold and help us to be able to not only slow this down, but eventually stop the pet trade and stop the sorts of things that create the problem in the first place. Monkeys in entertainment. I think Cameron Crowe's got a movie out right now with a monkey in it named Crystal. I just recently wrote a letter to Mr. Crowe asking him to reconsider. Many of you have seen The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That movie used CGI chimpanzees, no real chimps. I mean, you don't need to use live animals anymore because we have the ability to create animals on the screen without having to bring in live animals, which creates all sorts of problems generally for the animals. The last thing I want to say is that this land is not going to be cheap to purchase. It's over $200,000, so we're talking about a big investment. It's not going to be easy for Carrie to do this, and hopefully maybe there's one or two of you out there that could buy the whole thing, or five or six or eight or ten of you that could pool your money and help Carrie to do this. But we hope that it gets done. And this isn't going to be easy to come up with this kind of money in this economic climate that we're in now. But we hope that you understand the benefit, and we hope that even if it's $10, $15, $100, or $100,000, it really doesn't matter. Whatever you can afford, whatever you think you want to put into this, it would be most welcome.
Right, and the land for Jungle Friends, the property right behind Jungle Friends has been offered to us for $250,000, and that's 20 acres with a house and a barn and outbuildings, and that really is a really good price right now. So right now is the time for us.
This has been Florida Forum, a public affairs presentation of Asterisk Communications. If your group or organization serves the public interest and would like to be a guest on Florida Forum, email us at floridaforum@thestar.fm. Or you can write us at Public Affairs, 4424 Northwest 13th Street, Suite C5, Gainesville, Florida, 32609.